From NPR News, it's Day to Day. As we head towards the end of 2008, our friends over at Slate.com are gearing up for a holiday tradition, replying to those burning questions that have gone unanswered all year. It's part of Slate's regular Explainer column. We're joined now by Explainer editor Daniel Engber. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you received about 8,500 questions in your Explainer inbox over the year, and it's your job to go through all of these and pick the ones that you then allow your readers to vote on for their top pick. Can you give us a sample of what's on the ballot?
Well, there's a wide range of questions. For example, one person asks, can an average person not in politics get a pardon from the President of the United States?
Good question.
Which is a question that we've actually gotten quite a few times, especially as Bush gets ready to leave office. But then this particular reader adds, in parentheses, possession of a forged instrument, October of 1989.
I'm asking for my friend. Is that how that starts?
Right, exactly.
A lot of these are kind of very personal ones. One of my favorites is, I am an 11-year-old boy and girls in my class harass me constantly and I want to file a restraining order against one of them. Is that possible?
Yeah, as a general rule, we try not to give personal advice in the column.
What are some of your other favorites on the list?
Someone wrote in and asked, what is the most disloyal dog breed? Another one I like a lot is this one. It goes, is it just me, or do all national anthems the world over, no matter how rich and exotic the culture, seem to sound like European marching band music? Wouldn't one expect China's national anthem to be more plinky? Shouldn't Iraq's national anthem sound a little more Arab-y?
You know, it seems like some of these questions would be really tough to answer. There is one here on the list. Who made up the rule that if you wore a shirt all day, went home and washed it, you can't wear it the next day? What do you do if that's the one that gets the most votes? It's kind of subjective, isn't it?
I'm sort of hoping that that's the one that gets the most votes. You know, this is the one time I get so many of these questions every year, and some of them are just fantastic questions, ridiculous questions, and we would just never answer that type of question in the column. So this is really kind of a almost a challenge round for the Explainer.
So which question is in the lead so far?
The question that has the most votes so far is this one. Why do cockroaches flip over on their backsides when they die? I sprayed Raid into a hole in my wall the other day, and by the next morning I found 6 cockroaches laid out on my floor, all flipped over and all very dead.
Good question. So, Daniel,
I think that's a good question. That'll be a fairly straightforward one to research, I think.
So, Daniel, people are casting their votes now. When are you going to tally them up? And then when are you going to answer that unanswered question?
Well, we have about 30,000 votes tallied so far, and people can keep voting until the end of this week. Then I will answer the question with the most votes in one of the first columns after New Year's, maybe Monday, January 5th.
Daniel Engber is the man with the answers. He is the editor of Slate's Explainer column. Thanks.
Thank you.